On today's show, Season 6, Episode 11, Gripping Too Tightly, I'm going to talk about a topic that is a good complement to an old episode, which was Season 1, Episode 12 about Don't Marry Your Beliefs. I'm going to talk about the danger of holding on too tightly to things, beliefs, and expectations. Coming up on your favorite podcast show,
Cup of Dow,
starting right now.
You're listening to Cup of Dow with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit.
Hey friend, what's new with you? Glad we're here together today. While teaching judo, I noticed that many participants, including some advanced judoka, judo students, make the mistake of gripping too tightly, choosing not to let go of a chosen grip, and not switching to a new body area to grip onto when it's needed to maintain balance or disrupt the balance of one's opponent. Likewise, in our lives in general, we tend to make the same kind of mistake. We don't let go of our rigidly held grip on certain ideals, views, things, talents, status, and roles, even when it's no longer productive to hold on to these. And then we get thrown by life. This gripping too tightly to all aspects of our life will eventually result in extra pain when we lose that person, that thing, ability, or ideal that we're gripping too tightly to. Or when that person, thing, situation goes in a completely different direction than what we were expecting. Sometimes it may be worth it to us to grip too tightly to something or someone. However, we must realize that when we do, we should be willing to accept the risk of the inevitable pain that will follow when whatever it is that we're gripping to is taken away from us. In life, we can push against it, but the result is that we may open up ourselves to really getting thrown. Most of us need balance. Some of us yield too much, allowing others to walk all over us, so to speak. Some others of us spend most of our time operating in a highly defensive mode, and we push others away from our grasp. We may not be able to have control over all the external events happening in our lives that many books would have us believe. Yet that doesn't mean there isn't room for us to do things differently. The person who defines herself as a champion runner, but then loses both of her legs in an accident, will go into despair if she can no longer run, or at least win championships. The person who defines himself by his wealth may go into despair should a situation arise in which he loses his wealth. But we can redefine ourselves. We can learn not to grip too tightly to what it is we have now, knowing that he, she, it may not be around someday. I see this a lot with politics, too. I've been accused by one political side as being too much on the other side. Conservatives will say I'm a liberal, and liberals say I'm a conservative. My political opinions are based on the knowledge and reasoning that I have at the time. I don't marry a particular political ideology verbatim. I understand, too, that there is always a price to pay. If you could elect a politician that promised and delivered on putting all who are able to work into factories on every corner, then the long-term price is probably poisoned water from all the factories and the supplies and stuff that happen. No, I'm not talking about disdain for factories in general. I'm just using a hypothetical example of there's a cost for everything. Sometimes things we hold to be as facts can change. I could take a vitamin today that doctors believe is really good for me, only to find out there's evidence later that it's toxic to my liver. I can adapt and consider that my previous views may need revision upon learning new things. I don't have to stay married to my previous beliefs. I don't have to glue myself to being who I am at my job or my social role. Does that make sense? Let's take a quick break. If you would like to connect with me or learn more about me, go to my new website, mcclish.me. That's mcclish.me. mcclish.me. Also, check out my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms. Get it where you get great books. If you love the podcast, you'll love the book. Are you married to your beliefs? Are you overinvested in your job role, your current income level, your abilities, your health, your looks? Are there things in life that you're gripping on too tightly to? Think about it and see if you can gain an understanding that the real you is someone who is separate from these things. On that note, I think this is a wrap for season 6. I know some people get mad when I end a season and I wonder whether there will be another. But as always, I just can't commit. So far, I've kept coming back for more. So again, I guess we'll just have to wait and see what life brings us, right? That's it for today's show. May peace and love be with you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. This podcast is a Coach CMC production.